Josh here from Carlton Radio. I'm here with Stegs, having had a cracking game against Notts County. And let's be honest, despite the ship goals, a cracking game against Mansfield. So talk to me about today's game. What you thought, positives and negatives, to be fair.
Positives, we worked as a team throughout the whole 90 minutes. We battled hard, we kept our shape. We tried to play our game plan, but obviously, Notts County, we ain't going to break them down as easy as teams in our league. Personally for me, they kept coming through and they kept hitting me. I couldn't get in the right position. And it's fair, hard game, but a lot of shots and a lot of saves from my point of view. Negatives, my kicking wasn't the best today, but can be improved on, and a bit more awareness around me to help the defence out.
So, obviously, like you say, we're not going to be playing boys like this all season long. Like, and by all means, happy days for that, because that is a very big plus. But, you know, we're not going to be playing boys like Mansfield all season long. But you take stuff from these games. So what do you take from a game like this going into playing a team then at our standard?
The way we've played, the way we've battled hard, the way we've tried to break them down, we've not rooted to the long ball. We've tried to play the ball wide, tried to keep playing it. We've stuck as a team, and we're not getting each other's back, even if we go 1-0 down, 2-1 down. It's as a team, can we get it back? Can we counter quick? And as we say, stay together.
We're taking, so that is essentially the attitude when I interviewed Romain, Kieran and Callum towards the end of last season. That's exactly what they said were the positives of the end of last season. So let's look forward, not back. You know, last season is what it is.
Yeah.
But we came out with good form, didn't we? So in your mind, and your mind first, but then after, obviously, what Wayne expects, what do you think next season holds for us?
As a team, I think we can go for the top half, we can go for the playoffs. If we stay together, if the team stays together, if the players stay together, work hard, and we need the performances from everybody every week. And from obviously the management point of view, they're saying they think we can go for the top half, they think we can get playoffs. Obviously, they need to work hard, work on us, we need to work on ourselves, and a lot of communication between management and players.
Interviewing a couple of the boys last game, what do you think to the new signings? Obviously, well, I say new signings, guys we're chasing in reality, such as life at this level. You've got Lawrence, who played right back, for instance, both games.
Lawrence is a great addition to the squad. He likes to get the ball down, likes to play, and he's also got the awareness to cover around the two centre-halves, which we had in CAM. But it's a nice to have quality to replace quality.
It is, and equally, for instance, some of the people that I spoke to on the Mansfield game, Curtis up front did very well for us. He came on tonight. How do you feel he's done?
He's young, but he's got the hunger for the game. He wants to battle hard. He wants to get involved straight away, which you want from players. He's found his feet straight away. He's hit the ground running, to be fair, with a great goal on Saturday against Mansfield. And he comes on today, tries to impact the game, tries to take the ball down and bring other players into the game, which you expect.
So we've talked about all of that, all the future, all the past. Finally, obviously, I've never been able to talk to you about this because this is my first interview with you. So getting that award at the end of last season.
Wait, which one? The goal?
Well, I mean, either, to be fair. The goal's spectacular enough. Only Tim Howard did something next season. But that's someone to be compared to. But, I mean, either of the awards. Talk to me about your awards at the end of last season. How that feels, making that transition that season.
Yeah, as you say, making the transition from centre-back to in goal, making it the first team keeper and holding my position, and then getting the chairman's player. The way he was talking before he announced the name, I was expecting the likes of Danny Gordon or Kieran, who have been at this level for a few years and they've had the experience. And it was just a surprise to me to get it, but it was a massive boost in my confidence to get the award from the chairman. So I was I'm still overwhelmed by it, to be fair.
How old are you now?
20.
So let's be honest, like, outside of Carlton, because everyone's dreams are always going to be there, you know, everyone wants to do what Jason did,
yeah,
go to Mansfield. What are your hopes, something like that come to life?
If it does come along, then yes. Obviously, it's every kid's dream to play professionally or to play football full time. But if not, obviously, I'm a PE teacher now, so I carry that on. I enjoy doing that.
Is that what you then? Is that where you're, like, if you stick at this level, let's say?
If I stick at this level, then yes, it will be more of the teaching side, as I enjoy it, and I get a lot of rewards from it, seeing the kids perform well in lessons and obviously the competitions you take them to.
And you get to nab them to Carlton.
Exactly. They're a bit too young when they're seven.
Yeah, I know. You can still...
keep
I am up's the wrong word.
I'm trying to think
of a way of phrasing it, but...
Yes.
But no, absolute pleasure talking to you, Stegs.
No, thank you.